This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 287 for Wednesday, September 12th, 2018. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
Thanks for joining us.
Just give it to me.
So this last weekend, I was in Chicago, and I met up with a friend of mine who started this canoe rental business.
David did?
Yeah. I had the same idea, but I missed the boat.
First, they insult my hair right before we start. Now you're telling me a joke.
No, David was not in the canoe rental business.
I know. So you just lied. All right.
I don't
lie. No, I'm done. I'm just done. I'm just going to sit here.
And you're just going to sit there and drink coffee?
Yes.
Or you know.
It's good coffee.
No, okay. We got some new stuff. Actually, I don't even have them here. Hobonichi. Teco. Not even in, and they're out. So,
I still want to know what you're going to do with your old one.
You
did not take one. You did not reserve one for yourself this
year.
No,
I did not.
Okay. Is that because you just don't do planners?
I didn't do that. I did that one for a little bit. But what I was thinking is, you know, I was talking with Chris downstairs, and he said there are people who actually buy used Hobonichis. That just floored me.
What do you do with them?
Well, they want to see the format,
right.
And they want to, you know, see the paper.
And so it wouldn't be full price.
It's a cheap way to do it. So maybe I might do that. I might cut out the pages and then and then sell it. But I use it for a couple months.
Which is longer than you use the other planner that we picked out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So bottom line is you don't do planners.
I was thinking about getting a Teco, though. Not the Weeks, but the other one.
Okay, well, you better hurry up.
Well, okay, so.
Are we out?
We are basically out. Sign up for back of stock notifications. We're going to get some more in.
Yes.
So,
Grab it before Brian gets one.
Coming.
Because he's not going to
use it. Any minute soon.
All right. See, I have a very specific format, and if I can't find that, I just...
Well, see, I don't know what my format is. Weeks was a good idea because I liked the size, but I couldn't do it.
Okay.
So.
I think it's because you just don't...
You're saying I don't plan?
I'm just saying that.
Are you saying I don't plan?
You don't write it down.
Is that what you're saying? Okay.
Yep.
Anyway, sign up for back of stock notifications. We'll let you know as soon as we get our next confirmation of our order in. So.
Yes. Next.
I
love these. You know, I don't have one.
I don't either. And there have been a couple We don't share. Mm. There have been a couple Franklin Christophs that we have not kept.
I know. Why is that?
I don't know. I never kept a 19. I've got an 02. I've got an 03. I never kept the Pocket 40.
Bet if we begged, Scott would make like one.
He would make one. Yeah.
The Franklin Christoph Model 45 in the Anderson Penn's exclusive blue. I love this.
This is great material.
Perfect for my hand. Why don't I have one of these?
I don't know. It's pocket. It's clipless.
Maybe that's it. I like a clip.
Threads at the end of... It's really comfortable.
Great design.
Number five nib.
Perfect posted. Fits in my hand unposted, but that's a killer color, people.
So they're back in stock. Woo! Extra fine, medium, broad. I believe there's a 1.1 and a 1.4 italic now.
Which is very cool.
So they don't do a 1.5 in the number five size, they do a 1.4.
These, we've had these in for a week or two. They've actually sold really, really well. I'm not sure what we have left, but grab them. We do them once or twice a year.
Yep. So
grab it while you can.
I did send some down to Chicago, so if you are in the vicinity of the Chicago store, there's a bunch there to take a look at. So
nice.
A couple of
perfect. All right.
And the next one is my,
This is huge.
This is huge. This is a big deal.
It is a big deal. You can't have one. That's how big a deal it is.
Pilot Custom Arushi in vermilion.
That's a pretty
This is a sexy pen. I'm telling you, this thing, vermilion Arushi lacquer, black end caps, section, number 30, two-tone nib.
Number 30, that thing's number 30. Huge.
And it's beautiful the way the gold is masked all the way around. The platinum is masked in the inside.
Well, that is pretty. Also doubles as a personal defense weapon.
Cartridge converter, but it's did I mention it's a ruchi? Oh,
it's gorgeous. It's that really, color is just beautiful. Let me see this thing.
I thought the black was nice, but this one is just even nicer. But it's not for the faint of heart. It's a big pen. It's noticeable. Lovely clip. Let's just see how that goes there. Look at that. It's like it's meant to be.
Meant to be not there.
And there is actually a matching ballpoint now, which actually is quite reasonable, I think.
This is gorgeous.
It's a nice looking pen. So, long time coming on that. I'm super
excited to have a couple.
Yep. There were actually less than 30 came in the country.
Ooh.
So, less than 30 of them.
Awesome. All right, what else?
Paper, again. We're going to start with paper and with paper.
Oh, okay.
Tomoe River A5 loose sheets.
Careful. Very loose.
Kemosabe.
I've got the cream. Brian's got the white.
Look at that.
These are great. I love Tomoe.
You know, the A4 was always a little bit big for me, but the A5 is more kind of my size. So
I like the A4.
You like the bigger
size? I do.
Okay.
Sort of like with planners. I like a full size.
If you're into writing letters,
this is perfect.
Now you've got the A5. I mean, now some people do use A4 for letters, but if you're not writing a really super long letter.
I don't have that much to say.
Well, then you should use A5.
I should.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Blank, of course. Cream.
Typical, just gorgeous. I love how it feels.
This is the 52 gram paper, not the 68. 100 sheets. So there you go. That's new. That was exciting. I was excited to see that. That's a good addition to the lineup.
So. All right. You were gone last week.
We are, but we've got.
You were gone last week.
Yes, but we've got.
Oh.
Ask Us Anything is next on the agenda.
All right. I'm not reading my script here. All right. So I'm going to read it, and
you're going to read. I have no idea what these are.
They not spring these on me. I like to know the answer. It's like being a parent. You never ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
There might not be an answer.
All right, ready?
I'm ready.
What is your favorite paper? Smoother or toothier, dot, grid, blank, lined, cream, white? Oh, my God. Number one, too many options.
Too many options.
Mine has to be lined. Non-negotiable. Because if it's blank or even the dot, like, I need to stay in the lines. So I need lined. And I like white.
Okay.
How about you?
You know, I am the most paper agnostic person you're going to meet. I don't really care.
Is that a term?
I think it just became one.
Okay.
I like white, but I also have, I've been using this week in the last White Lines notebook.
Oh, I do like
that. We've ever had. I don't really care. Blank is fine because sometimes I like to write bigger. I have broader nibs. Lined is okay. I don't really care. In fact, I have a stack of paper on my desk that was kind of like rejects from old notepads and things that we were just going to throw out. I'm just using scrap paper, so I don't really care.
Okay,
I don't have a favorite.
I don't care. Surprise you.
Yeah, surprise me.
All right. Question number two. Oh my God. What is one fountain pen you cannot live without and why? This is, you know, that desert island thing.
One I can't live without. So it's not saying we can't have more than one, but there's one that I have to have.
So this is the house is on fire. What do you grab besides your cat?
Wow, that's a visual.
Pretty sure she'd find her way out.
One pan I can't live without.
Yeah. Think carefully, Mr. Anderson. I'm going to go with my Aurora Optima 75th anniversary that you bought for me.
That's a solid choice. That's a solid choice.
Okay. And what about you? I have one in mind that you need to say, but I'm not sure if you'll say it. So we'll see how you do on this test.
Probably. This is terrible. It's a terrible question. Probably either.
What would you cry if you lost or broke and can't be fixed?
Well, my King of Pen Riallo. For sure.
Okay.
My David Oscarson.
There you go. Now, so I don't know if that's a fair question.
Yeah, it's not. I can't answer that question.
I really wonder. Talk to me, people. Can you answer? Can anybody answer that? One fountain pen you cannot live without, and why?
I don't think there's any pen person that can answer that question.
I know.
Because then you'll have that one pen. You go, you know, I wish it was broader. I wish it was narrower. Or should I tell it?
Are gold nibs really better than steel nibs?
Sometimes.
I think that that's really subjective. I think there are some pens where you can feel the difference, and other pens that, you know, like the Franklin Kristoff. Mm-hmm. I don't think that that is a bad nib in any way. I think it's a great nib.
Yep. The Esterbrook Yovo.
Yep.
Number 6 steel nib.
Fantastic.
It's really, really a nice, nice writing pen.
There are advantages to gold. I think it's sometimes a little softer, but
I think at a certain price point, we expect the pen to have a gold nib. And
yes.
I think there's an expectation that we think it's better. It's not always better.
I don't know.
Usually they look nicer.
Yes, because you can do more with it.
You know, with steel nibs, you know, oftentimes they're laser engraved. They're not stamped. But
so
are they better? Are they better? Not necessarily.
They're not necessarily better writers.
Yeah. But you know, you pay $300-$400 for a pen.
I want a gold.
It better be a gold nib. That's so.
All right. So. Moving on. What is the one thing you sell that you wish you had when you were in school?
When was in school?
So is that high school, college, grad school?
Doesn't matter, I guess. One thing we sell that I wish you had when we were in school.
Vanishing point. I didn't have a vanishing point in grad school.
That would have been nice. That would have been. Yeah, vanishing point. You know, ink samples. A little vial, maybe.
To have
at school, just in case you run out. Because I remember distinctly, I had a 4-pen case that I carried with me. And I had one pen, because I was a grad assistant. And so I had to do a lot of grading of papers. So I had one pen that had red ink in it for grading. I had 2 pens with black or blue. And then I had a pencil.
You used red for grading?
I did use red for grading.
So mean.
In a Morocco red Esterbrook $1.50 pen.
Okay, nice.
Yes. Yeah, it was sweet. It was a sweet pen. But I always had a pencil as backup. And there was one day I remember in class, I went through all 3 of those pens because I didn't ink them up before class. You know, having a little sample vial or a traveling ink pot or something would have been really, really handy.
I used the Clairefontaine hardbound notebooks. I would take fast, messy notes in class, and then I would go home and recopy them. I was that anal. But it's spaced repetition, so you'd remember it.
Yep.
And that way I could, they come in different colors, so each color was a different subject, and it worked out really well. And that way I held on to them and they didn't fall apart. So I had those, but I think a vanishing point would have come in handy.
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head there.
I did.
Yep.
All right.
Or piston filler.
Vanishing points, easier.
Yeah.
What is your favorite vintage fountain pen brand? Oh, well, that's a stupid question.
That's easy.
Esterbrook.
Yep.
Do you have any others?
I am fond of Relief.
But that's an Esterbrook.
Yeah, but
thing.
It's Relief in general was not actually made by Esterbrook per se. It was either made by Conway Stewart or Aiken Lambert or Onoto. De La Rue. Very few actually Relief branded pens were made by Esterbrook. I just find those really. That would be, I know where all those are, and if the house was on fire, I would grab that case.
What about Brooke?
She could go in the other
find
arm.
Find her way out.
I'd toss her out the window.
There.
They can land.
Okay.
She'd be at the door.
She would first.
She would be, yeah.
I did have, I don't know if I still have it, a vintage Pelican. Would I have a 100N?
Do you have a 100N?
I don't know what I have. I might. The green
one. If you had a 100N, I've never seen it.
I don't know. I have a vintage Pelican 100 something.
Is that the one I got you for anniversary? No.
No.
We don't know what happened to that pen, apparently.
You want to talk about the wherever you gave me?
Some other show.
And I did love that. So, all right. Should a fountain pen be able to write under its own weight?
Absolutely.
Yes. I don't think Absolutely. You should have to, like, dig into the paper.
No.
And I think there's a common misunderstanding that you should have to press really hard to get it to write.
No. A properly tuned nib, and that's one of our tests, is you can put it in your first web space here. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
You can put it there, and then under its weight, it should draw a line on the page. So.
Okay. Excellent. What exactly is a stub nib? Go.
Stub nib. Very much like an italic, but a little more forgiving. Horizontals write thinner. Downstrokes write broader. Not as much. It's not as crisp. So on italic, sometimes if you rotate the pen just a little bit, that corner, that sharp corner, is going to get digging into the paper, and then it's going to be scratchy and very unpleasant, actually.
Okay.
But stub nibs are a little bit rounder on the corners.
I heard you can grind quite a good stub nib.
I can grind a stub nib, yes.
Excellent. What no longer in production ink do you miss the most?
I have two.
Parker Penman Sapphire and Emerald, I do miss.
You do still use Sapphire.
I do.
How many bottles do you have? Eight?
I have like three. And I have, I think, two Emerald. What do you miss?
I have two. One you're going to know, and the other one you're going to be surprised at.
Okay, I'm ready.
Mont Blanc Bordeaux.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Yep. Yeah. Every time I see it, it's the law now. If I see a bottle, even if it's half a bottle at a show, I have to buy it. And usually I get it cheap because it's a half a bottle.
Right.
And the other one that I really, really, okay. really like.
I'm ready.
Olmos Green.
That was a good color.
You know what? You know what? One of the things,
that
the reasons
was a
I
good
like it,
color.
Not only is it a really nice, vibrant green, but it was also the giveaway at the very first pen show I ever attended in Miami in 2000.
Wow.
They gave everybody a box of Olmos Green.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you still have it? Can I borrow some?
No, but I have, when Olmos went out of business, I grabbed, I think, the last two bottles we had, and it's down in our basement.
I also miss Lamy Dark Lilac. Mm, that was yep, a pretty yep, color. Yep. And, you know, years and years and years ago, decades ago, Schaefer made, was it called Arabian Rose?
Persian Rose.
Persian Rose. Was it Persian Rose?
I think so. Was it?
They made a rose ago. Color. I'll have to look it up.
We have a bottle, I think.
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't know. It was gorgeous.
Nice color.
And they made
Peacock
Blue.
Yep.
And
some good colors. I don't
yeah.
know why they've...
In the old know. Bottle with the well.
Yep.
I love those.
That's great. Wow.
So, all right. Can you put ink from one fountain pen brand into a pen of another brand?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's all marketing. Mont Blanc says you can't put... Now, they say...
Now, many companies say that in order to have the pen warrantied, you have to only use their ink. But you can put Platinum ink into a Pilot ink into a Platinum.
They speak the same language.
They do speak the same language. Sailor ink is fabulous in anything. So you physically can use it. The trick is whether or not it voids any warranty, I guess, would be the only caveat. But
yeah, no, it's really a marketing technique. Well, here's your pen. You might as well buy a bottle of ink. They might as well buy it from that brand. So
right.
That's really kind of what it is.
All right.
Do it all the time.
My Mont Blanc JFK ink box says best before January 2020. Are expiration dates on inks common? You know, I have a confession to make. I don't read my box. I don't know. I've never seen it. I guess I should go look now.
I've seen this on Mont Blanc.
Okay.
Ink. They do it on roller wall refills and things like that too. But
well,
but for bottled ink, if you keep it in the box, sealed, out of direct sunlight,
it's fine.
You're
for
fine.
I mean, years.
How old is Penman Sapphire that you have? It's old.
I don't even know.
I've got Mont Blanc
years?
Bordeaux from you know, from the 80s, you know, I've got Racing Green. I mean, I have stuff, I have script that I've used from the 50s.
Yes. As long as the ink is not too dehydrated, meaning too thick or sedimenty, and as long as it, like, you don't keep it out on your windowsill where direct sunlight can go through it. Most ink is good for
a long time.
Yeah, many years.
Your key components, I think, are making sure your whatever pen you ink it up with is clean, so there's no cross-contamination between inks. The bottle's sealed, and it's in the box, and it's out of sunlight.
Heat and sunlight.
And you're going to be fine for a long time.
Or freezing, too, because when ink freezes and then thaws, there are occasionally issues as well.
So, but, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah, I mean, again, that's partly marketing, because they want you to think that in January 2020, you have to buy new ink. Well, you don't. So,
all right. But anyway. So you were gone last week.
I was gone for a couple days. I was down in Chicago. We had a platinum event with luxury brands, John and Carol Gillette.
I'm so jealous.
It was a blast.
So jealous. Bryce and I are jealous.
Yeah, it was too bad Bryce couldn't come. It's too bad you couldn't come. But we had a good time. And
some of us had to work.
Well, you know, I was working. Mm-hmm. I've got a couple pens here that I brought back from the event that I want to show off.
I know.
Maybe one of my favorites. This has been one of my favorites for a long time. This is the 3776, the Poppy.
Okay.
Macchier. And this is not like the other screen printed Macchiers. This is hand Macchier. So this has the Poppy on there. It has Rodden chips in there.
This is gorgeous.
It's really a great, great looking pen.
I think our dating anniversary is coming up.
Well, that's fine. You can give that to me for our dating anniversary. That would be okay. I might not get that Mont Blanc back in time. So that's great. I was excited to see that. And actually, it was funny because Carol said, well, I almost didn't bring the pen. I'm like, that's crazy. That's a gorgeous, gorgeous Macchier pen. Really on par with anything anybody else is doing. And the price is very, very reasonable, I think, for what you get.
Awesome. Let's see how this feels in my hand.
18-karat nib. And it's got that. Platinum has an 18-karat nib that they put on their high-end Macchier. And it's got beautiful scroll work on it. So it's, you know, sometimes one of the complaints about the 3776 is the nib itself, the 14-karat nib, is kind of plain. This is dressed up. It's ready to go. The next one, this is very special. This is the Platinum President, and forgive me, I don't remember the pattern, but
super pretty.
Anybody who's seen this pen is familiar with this. This has these little triangles on it. This is the very last one of these available.
Like last on the planet in the U.S.?
This pen is not made anymore. This pattern is now made on Izumo.
Okay.
But if you rotate it, it has little pieces of rodden to form the...
Almost looks holographic.
Yeah, to form the triangles. If you look up close, they're just little pieces of little mosaic. Gold dust, 24-karat gold dust, and a Ruchi lacquer over the top. But they decided that it's such a neat pattern, they wanted to put it on an Izumo where it's going to be much bigger and bolder, and there is exactly one president in this pattern left.
That's gorgeous.
And we have it right here.
Hmm.
This is actually John's. This pen is John's daily carry. He carries it with him all the time.
Not this pen.
Not this one, but
he has his
own. That particular one. Right. The next
These
one.
These next two, I think I want.
Yeah, this one is. This is outstanding. This is the.
Take that off.
Sorry. This is the 3776. This is the Rodden Galaxy. Now.
Wow.
What's cool about this? This is all little Rodden speckles, all from head to toe on this pen. Cap, whole thing. This is very similar to a Nakia.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the same artist who does the work on the Nakia does this pen. The difference is the Nakia has a 14-karat nib. This has 18-karat.
And it's a snap cap.
It's a snap cap, friction fit cap, which means it doesn't have the slip and seal, but it's never been a problem on Platinum. And really outstanding. It's just gorgeous. And probably a third the price of the Nakia.
That's amazing.
It's something to see in person. It really is.
Wow.
So
all right.
There's that. This one's actually been on my short list for a while.
Oh God, help me.
And now we have one. This is the 3776, the Karakusa, the Chinkin.
See, that's too pretty for you. You need something masculine and...
Okay, well, the next one then is masculine.
No.
You're rethinking that statement?
Yeah.
So this is...
That's gorgeous.
What's cool about this pen, and I didn't know about this till recently, is this blue, the base for this pen is the ocean blue celluloid. So if you look at it, and you can see it here, at the end there's a little bits of white, you can see a little bits of black. And at first I saw it, and I'm like, well, what is that? Well, sure enough, it's the ocean blue celluloid, which has little bits of white and black in it. And then the artist carves the pattern. It's kind of a floral, viney pattern. And then fills it in with silver dust. Mm. And then a ruchi over the top.
That's beautiful.
Rhodium trim. It's really,
that's a good
really,
size for
really
me.
Stunning.
We
and
could share.
We could share. Yes, we could.
You heard it here.
It will start out in my case. And then when I'm done with it, I'll give it to you. But they did the section too.
Yeah, that's cool. That's very cool.
Really, really.
God,
that does it.
How long does that take to do? I mean, the entire thing. It's just crazy.
It's months. It takes months to make that. So, rhodium trim. It's gorgeous.
It is. Thank you.
All right, so she said I needed a big masculine pen. That was too pretty for me. So this next guy.
All right, I'm rethinking this. You can have the pretty one.
This next guy.
Oh, my God.
The Izumo Aurora. Look at this.
That's
24 karat gold dust, which is really, really lovely.
Freaking awesome.
And this rodden work that, of course, there's a signature, that spirals up and down around the pen, the Aurora Borealis.
That's so cool.
On this huge Izumo platform. So, I mean, it really fits in the hand.
And the nib is beautiful.
Oh, look at that. That's the nib I use.
Oh.
This pen takes a long time to make, so.
Let me hold this thing before we.
It's too big. It's too big for you.
Says who?
I'm just saying. I tell you what. We'll make a deal. You pick one. I'll pick one. How's that sound?
It sounds like a problem.
It sounds like it's win-win to me. So anyway, these were just some of the pens that we had. We had other pens. We had some hand-hammered sterling silver. We had some other Machié with quail shell. We had other Izumos.
Clip is cool. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
This is too big for me.
So it was great. We had a really nice display set up, and it was a fun time.
Well, and it was the first time that they had gotten to see the store.
Yep.
They've known about this for quite a long time and have been just incredibly supportive. We love them. And so I'm jealous that I couldn't go. I had to stay here and work.
Well, I brought it back for you.
You did, and that's very thoughtful.
Nice?
Yeah, that's something.
It was a good time. So we enjoyed our time there so much, or I did, I guess, that we're actually going back next week or this week.
Actually, we are.
We're leaving today.
Today.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're going to be
yes.
in Chicago. We're kind of just doing some housekeeping there. But we'll be there kind of sporadically, but we will have with us the brand new Esterbrooks, the whole set.
Yes.
So you can see, and I spoke with a number of people there this past week. Don't write on the tomoe. number of people this past week showed them the pen. They're pretty impressed. But we will have them with us, so at least you can see them.
They're nice writer.
Not available for sale in person yet. We can pre-sell them on the website. But we'll have the whole set. We'll be there kind of this afternoon for a few hours. The pens will be there pretty much all day tomorrow and
Friday
until maybe 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock. So. Come on down and see him. We'll have the MV nib adapter. We'll have the oversize. We'll even have the rollerball. So if you want to get a set, you can get the fountain pen and the rollerball to match. So
no, they've really done a good job. I know some people are...
Keep pulling it out of my pocket.
I know. Well, I like it. I really like the cobalt. I know there perhaps was an expectation that since this was being redone, that it would be an exact copy of the old Esterbrook, but I really think that they've done a good job of incorporating modern technology and modern materials that still stay true to the core values of a good, solid, dependable writer.
Now, there were some, you know, maybe we should address that. There were some people who thought that maybe at $156, it's not, you know, Esterbrook was a buck. But remember,
back then,
Parker dual folds were $8, $8.50, $8.75. So there's a, you know, there was an eight times spread. If you compare this pen with, you know, some of the top end pens now, maybe it's not eight times, but you know, it's a steel nib. It's a nice body. It is acrylic turned. It's not injection molded. It's not made in China. It's made in Taiwan. They're making no bones about that. But it's a high polished pen. It's really nice.
I think you have to respect. I know there were issues with the previous version of, you know, where it was made and all that. And, you know, yes, we wish everything could be made in the U.S. I think you do what you need.
It'd be a $500 pen.
Exactly. $500 so pen. You do what you got to do to make it affordable. But I think they've done a great job. The design is terrific.
Nice.
The cushion
I think the cushion cap is really one of the nicest features of the pen. I think it's, you know, outside of the fact that the acrylic is just gorgeous. They nailed it on it. I just think you can't please everybody. If they were to make a double jewel pen, it's going to be in the same price point.
Right.
You know, everybody's going to say, well, I can go buy an Esterbrook all day long on eBay for $25.
Right.
So, you know, I think were Esterbrook to still be in business today, they would have, of course, come up with a new shape, a new model. Mm-hmm. So this is not the same company that brought us those other pens.
Right.
Those early J's that were just kind of hideous. This is complete different. This is Kenro, who does Aurora, Monte Grappa.
When they had Schaefer, they did some amazing things with Schaefer.
Yep.
So they know what they're doing. And Joel, we talked extensively with Joel, and he really wanted to stay true to the idea and the concept of the original company. And I think overall they did a good job. And the adapter
is great.
Such a great thing.
Yeah. If you have your own nibs, just screw it in, boom, you're done. So anyway, we could talk ad nauseum about that. We're going to bring them with us to Chicago this week. Come down and see us. And you can play with them. They're really, really super nice pens. So available online right now, pre-sale. Essentially, they're waiting for the boxes to come in. So. But
that's it.
Anyway, I think that's it for this week. Thanks so much for joining us. Tune in next week for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. Follow us online. Follow the blog for news, ink reviews, all sorts of other videos and fun things. And follow us on social media as Anderson Pens. And don't forget, we have a store in Chicago.
Do we really?
We do.
Oh, unbelievable.
I know. Where is it?
It's in Palmer House Hilton. Downtown in the Loop, ground floor right across from Starbucks. We're open 7 days a week, and Chicago website is chicago.andersonpens.com.
There you go.
See you next time.
Bye.